Good evening and welcome to Outsources, a weekly KGNU program that provides you with content related to queer communities in Colorado. I'm your host, Elise Matatal. Like many of you, I've been scared, angry, frustrated by the state of our world lately. Sometimes it feels like the sky is falling and I have to remember that it's felt like this before. This past weekend, I attended a showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show put on by Family Theater, a disability-affirmative theater that lives out their values in both big and small ways. I was really struck by an opening land and labor acknowledgement statement that they shared. There was one paragraph in particular that I've been mulling over the last couple of days. It highlighted how we honor the activists who have given of themselves so that we could be here doing what we are doing now. So with that in mind, I'd like to share a speech from Outsources' very own Glenda Russell. Glenda was a founding member of Outsources' latest re-envisioning that started in 2013. She's an award-winning psychologist, researcher, author, writer, lecturer, queer historian, and activist. In 2016, after Trump was elected, our community faced a similar feeling of dread and horror. Glenda was asked to give this speech to help us give context and inspiration during dark times. This speech is a few years old. It's from November 29th, 2016, at the Longmont Museum. Some of the numbers are a little out of date, but I found the truth of Glenda's message pretty timeless. Take a listen.
So they gave me 5 minutes, like 5 minutes for all that's been going on. I could write a book with footnotes. So here is a book, footnotes and all. Chapter one, it was a dark and stormy night. Really dark, really stormy, very confusing and upsetting. Chapter two, that night was followed by a lot of feelings, shock, sadness, fear, anger, alienation, and more. Chapter three, then it got worse. A huge increase in hate crimes and harassment all over the country, footnote Anti-Defamation League, Southern Poverty Law Center, including here in Boulder, footnote Boulder Daily Camera. Chapter four, we started to make sense of what was going on. History is not a smooth curve, steadily moving toward progress. It goes up and down. Footnote, just about any historian. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice, Dr. Martin Luther King. In 1992, Colorado voters voted to legalize discrimination against LGB people in the state. LGBT people were hit with all those feelings I talked about back in chapter three. But that awful amendment was the pathway to all the gains that the queer and trans movements have made since 1992. Footnote, Gene Dubofsky. Backlashes are an expected consequence to making progress. Used well, backlashes provide the way to waking us up and activating us. Footnote, just about any political scientist. We must have been doing something really right because this looks like one very big backlash. Footnote, anyone who is paying attention. Chapter five, about those feelings we were having, that which does not kill us makes us stronger, Nietzsche. Shock, we adapt. Sadness, we cry. To get out of a problem, you have to get into it. Footnote, Richard Kluft. Fear, it hardly ever kills us. I'm frightened all the time, scared to death, but I've never let it stop me, never. Footnote, Georgia O'Keeffe, and just about any woman you'll meet. Anger, it's a reasonable response to violation. Footnote, Peter G. Osorio. But don't cultivate anger, direct it. Otherwise, it just becomes resentment. Watch over time, which resentment over time is like peeing down your own leg and hoping it makes someone else uncomfortable. Footnote, friends of Bill. Instead of that, try this. I cannot help but feel some measure of anger. I must deal with that anger. I don't want to wrestle it to the ground. I want to harness it. Footnote, Charles M. Blow. Alienation, part one. Make sure you don't give your power to people who would do you harm. It's good to watch what they're up to, but don't put all your focus on them. Just try just enough focus to be as safe as possible. Alienation, part two, focus on your allies instead. Build your culture, build your alliances, create community. Footnote, Wekesa Matsimoyo. Chapter six, activate. See the possibilities for mobilizing. Watch what is happening around you. Over 50,000 people have made donations to Planned Parenthood in the name of Mike Pence. The coffers of many, many progressive organizations are getting similar attention. Footnote, Associated Press. Be a checkbook warrior and make sure some of your money goes to local groups right here in Boulder County. Notice we have allies in a variety of places. The governor of New York is setting up a whole new system for New Yorkers to report bias incidents. He also is starting a legal defense fund, a public-private partnership for immigrants who need legal assistance. Footnote, CNN.com. Postscript, what do we need to do here in Colorado around that issue? Yes. Notice that activism can be of any size. Right after the election, I got an email from a friend. She was driving down South Boulder Road, and she saw a group of people from Centaurus High School, students who were on either side of South Boulder Road. They were protesting the election. She slowed down, she opened her window, blew her horn, and shouted, "I love you." The students were activating. My friend was witnessing their activism, which is also a powerful form of activism. Footnote, Sue Larson. Chapter seven, take care of yourself. Exercise, watch what you ingest. Limit non-nutritious food and too many substances. Limit reading too much depressive media. Sleep enough. Footnote, your family. Chapter eight, watch out for those negative messages about your group. This is the best time in the world to fight and win against internalized oppression. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. Footnote, Steve Biko. P.S., your most potent weapon is taking your mind back. Chapter nine, privilege. We all have some. Know and own your own. It will help you not to wield yours in destructive ways. It will help you to spend your privilege well. Footnote, Suzanne Farr. Pay particular attention to people in groups that have relatively less privilege. Stand with them. Our liberty is bound together. If you have come to help me, you are wasting your time. If you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. Footnote, Lila Watson. Chapter 10, coalitions. During most of the recent US history, oppression has been waged on different groups, one group at a time. This makes organizing really difficult. Now, many, many groups are being attacked simultaneously. The potential for mass mobilization and coalition building is greater than it has ever been in my lifetime. The message of that, seize the moment. Footnote, we all know this. Chapter 11, take care of yourselves and one another. A wise person just before he died was once asked what he had learned in life. He said, be a little kinder. Footnote, Aldous Huxley. There are no more pages in my book. This must be the end, but it doesn't say the end. It says the beginning. Frederick Douglass saw that the end of the Republic begins on the day when the heroism of the struggle for equality yields to the cowardice of resentment. Final footnote, Jill Lepore, what could possibly be more important, more meaningful, or more fun than to make this election the basis for renewing the struggle for justice, equity, and peace? Let's roll.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Outsources on KGNU Boulder, Denver. I'm your host, Elise Matitol, and we've been listening to a November 2016 speech by former Outsources Collective member Glenda Russell. To round out the rest of our half-hour episode together, I'd like to share a few songs that have been bringing me hope lately.
See him flossing in the metal, the game's in a higher level, dimensions we in December. You see, we get them together. DIY friends, we swangin', bangers, bangers, he slangin'. Show on point, he slayin', he wasn't always a spayin' fat. Brown boy, slanted eyes, bleach stained sweatshirt, throwing water on me in the middle school restroom. Only brown hair in my ninth grade play. 13, walking in the streets of UK. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied, right? Satisfied, right?
Got it locked with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got it locked with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day.
Smiling through the vicious, a puzzle piece never fit in a new thread he was given to weave a singular vision. Could never be avaricious. Instead of quiet, ambitious, no reason left to resist it. I hated this competition, so I'm not quitting they stay. Quitting, try to dictate it like they not living T.O. been about that truth. Feeling don't buck like a deer when shots. Hit it, no form me to run this path that you're on. We all gotta make our own living. Cry out loud, don't stay hit, fear to feel so good, riddance.
Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, know some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy.
It's like we're never satisfied.
Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got it locked with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day.
Man, you said you can't see me in February, he freed me. Cleared my head of debris and we shattered my boundaries. And the lower degree was healing when it was sorely needed. Like Pakistan, I succeeded, my leaving won't be repeated. Never ever for them tight ropes, my eyes at where the sky goes. So rare like albinos, portraits resume my vitals. Few in number like rhinos, reaching up for them high notes. Study me like your Bible. Cats fighting on like I'm lying on.
Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself.
Some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. May not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied.
Whoa. Sometimes your life feels like a broken roller coaster, a thousand useless moving parts. Sometimes you spend your nights too scared of getting closer, hiding out in the backseat of your car. You tell yourself it's raining, the clouds are in your head. Tell yourself it's better to jump before you fall again, before you lose it all again. Look up, do you see the sunlight? Look up, there's flowers in your head. Hold on, 'cause somebody loves you. You know trouble's always gonna be there. Don't let it bring you to your knees. Look up. days aren't always bright. Some days you lose the fight, but life can be beautiful if you let it be. Tomorrow keeps taunting you with all kinds of mystery. It's a blank page for your poetry if you let it be. So don't tell yourself it's raining. The clouds are in your head. You tell yourself it's better to jump before you fall again, before you lose it all again. Look up, do you see the sunlight? Look up, there's flowers in your head. Hold on, there's somebody loves you. You know trouble's always gonna be there. Don't let it bring you to your knees. Sometimes your life feels like a broken roller coaster, a thousand useless moving parts. Look up, do you see the sunlight? Look up, there's flowers in your head. Hold on, 'cause somebody loves you. You know trouble's always gonna be there. Don't let it bring it to your knees, yeah. Look up. Trouble's always gonna be there. Look up. Don't let it bring it to your knees. Look up.
Don't you know I'm the fifth element? 1,000 stories high, I'm way up on the ledge. Miracle.
You've been listening to Outsources on KGNU Boulder, Denver. I'm Elise Matatal, and you just heard Namesake by Tunde Olaniran, Free the Blessed Madonna remix by Florence and the Machine, Look Up by Joy Oladokun, and the last song was Miracle, again by Tunde Olaniran. For a list of these songs and a link to Glenda's speech that you heard earlier, you can visit news.kgnu.org and click on Outsources under the Shows and Features tab. As always, let us know if you have comments or feedback about today's show by emailing outsources@kgnu.org. Join us next week, Monday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of Outsources, providing you homegrown queer radio every week. That's Monday, 6:30 p.m. right here on KGNU, or listen anytime after the broadcast at kgnu.org/outsources.